Hello. Welcome to another episode of Spring Office Hours. My name is Deshaun Carter, and I'm solo, sort of, today. Dan is traveling the world, spreading the spring love, and today I have a special guest. But before we bring our special guest in, how are you? Today we're going to be talking about conferences, but there's all sorts of other stuff that's been going on. I would like to take a look, like we normally do. Let's take a look at our calendar. It's not my first or my second favorite place. But it's some place that I really like to go, and that is calendar.spring.io. So we're going to take a look and see what's going on with the calendar. So here, we're in April. Last week, surprise, there was nothing that got released last week. It was April Fool's, but that wasn't a joke. I like seeing the new things coming down the pipes from the team. I know that there was an accidental release of one of the projects, but here we are. We are... We're into the days away from Spring Boot 3.3. We have some milestone releases, some release candidates coming out next week. But yeah, we are super close to Spring Boot 3.3. Some of you have been taking Java 22 for a spin. Fantastic. And just a reminder, wherever you're joining us from, say hi. Let us know where you're joining us from, because my parents like to watch. I love you, Mom and Dad. They like to watch and they like to see where everybody's joining from. It's always fun. So yeah, here we are. We've got some cool stuff. This week, along with Google Cloud Next, not so much Java-centric, this week is DevNexus. DevNexus is happening in Atlanta this week. It's pretty exciting. It's gonna be a fun conference. It's one of my big three. It's one of my big three conferences. I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be presenting. It's gonna be amazing. So here's the schedule. I'll throw this into the chat and I'll make sure that it's in the notes. But if you haven't signed up, maybe you still, it looks like the registration button is still there. Can we still register for this conference? Tomorrow is the workshops. It looks like we can still register. This is fantastic. So DevNexus, starting this week. If you've got some miles and you've got some time, head down to Atlanta, get signed up for DevNexus. I will be there. I will be presenting along with a lot of my friends. Would love to see you there. Yes, and if you are there, stop in and say hi. I'll be floating around. I'll be at the Spring booth, of course, but stop in and say hi. Also, we've already shared that Spring 1, the call for presentations, has been announced. So if you are interested, you'd like to go, you'd like to present, sometimes it's hard to get in. Sometimes it's hard to take that step to say, hey, I'm ready to share some of the things that I've learned, maybe help somebody else get on this ride and enjoy what they're doing. But yeah, it's also a great way to learn. I mean, teaching is a really great way to make sure that you know the stuff that you know by helping somebody else. So fantastic. Get your questions in. We'll try to answer some questions at the end. But the Spring 1 CFP is open. And right around the corner is Spring I.O. Spring I.O. is an amazing conference. It's going to be in Barcelona. And it is coming up right after our Spring Boot 3.3 release. So that's pretty exciting. It's right around the corner. But like the whole conference thing, it can be interesting, right? There's different size conferences. Not all conferences are created equal. But today we're gonna talk about just conferences in general, right? We have some very spring-specific, spring-centric conferences on the calendar. And there's your user groups, there's your Java user groups. You have all sorts of conferences to choose from. But yeah, these are my big three. And what I'd like to do today is I'd like to bring up Ina Boomstein, a friend, a colleague, an attendee of past Spring I.O. And I'd like to bring her on to talk about, like, what is it like? Like, what's the whole deal around these conferences? And is it worth it? Let me bring her in. All right. Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm having a wonderful day. I got introduced to you by Sergey, the coordinator of the Spring I.O. conference. You had a great presentation that was presented, and it just seemed like a really good topic. So we don't have to wait for Spring I.O. We just like to have a conversation about attending Spring I.O. And what was the title of that, the abstract that you submitted?
The title was How Spring I.O. Changed Me and My Career.
How Spring I.O. Changed Me and My Career. That's pretty deep. But I'm in that same boat. I remember the conference. It was Spring 1 platform. in 2018 and how that really kind of changed the way I looked at my roadmap. It changed, yeah, how much effort I wanted to put in. I felt like, oh, look at what everybody else is doing. I want to put in more work. I want to do the things that they're doing and I'd like to share. That looks like fun.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you get started. What was the big deal? What are the big takeaways?
It wasn't the first conference that I attended, but it was like the first conference after which I started thinking that conference is a big deal and you should go there and it's gives you lots of benefit. Not only the content of the conference is important, but mostly the people and the communication that you get there is the most important part, at least for me.
I think that we hear that quite often. You know, it's the sessions are great. We're learning all the latest and greatest things. But a lot of times, especially for people that are presenting, it's the hallway track. It's the interacting with people outside of the sessions and, getting a sense. When you're doing the hallway track, you can kind of like filter and say, hey, I'd like to double click on that and ask more questions. Having access to the people that are doing the big things, that are paving the way, building the abstractions that we get to stand on and build on top of.
Yeah. My first Spring.io conference was back in 2019, so quite some time ago. Mm-hmm. I participated in several after that, but at this point in time, like I was, I don't know, maybe a little bit about myself because people are not familiar with me. So I'm working with Java and in IT for more than 15 years. I guess it's already 17 years already in the field. And I'm doing the custom project development stuff. So I'm lots of work, like daily work and this routine and all this stuff. And in 2019, I was solo working on the project, so less communication, less stuff. And I was, okay, maybe I need to do something. And I remember, because I work a lot with Spring and Spring Framework and still working with that a lot, I thought maybe I should consider changing this team and going somewhere. And Barcelona sounded like a really nice place to go. And I wasn't sure if my manager will support me or not, but I, at that point in time, said I want to treat myself and I got this ticket. At the end, I got the support from the company, but it wasn't like the most important thing for me at that point in time. Yeah, so I went there and I went, so like, I was also like the only participant from the company, from the CGI Lithuania I'm working in. And I do remember, I came to this nice venue and I'm standing in front of that venue and I'm thinking, okay, what's next? Like, I don't know, okay, I can go to choose the session. I can, get some information. Okay, I was standing there for a while and people, going by and by. And, I'm, introvert and I'm not, very communicative person. Like many developers are, because we are to go and talk to people is like a skill. And at that point in time, just a guy came by and says, "Hi, are you first timer?"
That's amazing.
Okay, yes, I'm first timer. We started talking where he's from. He was from, if I remember correctly, from France, and I'm from Lithuania. We just talked and said, "You are missing everything. You are standing here and you are missing the most important part of the conference. You should go and say hi." And I use this motto when I go to any conference now. Go and say hi and start talking. Because you already have the common topic to talk about, especially when you are in the specific conference like Spring.io. You all know Spring, so you can ask why you like Spring and
absolutely. So there's a few things that I've taken away already. First of all, you said you wanted to treat yourself. That's why you focused on, hey, I'd like to go to a conference and make it a special event and treat yourself. One of the things that I think everybody here in this audience, in this ecosystem appreciates is leveling yourself up, like that personal growth and getting able to experience and find out what others are doing and know which way to head. That personal growth, that treating yourself to a conference to get the personal growth is absolutely, I can't think of a better gift, right? That's related to your journey, your career journey. What a great idea. Treat yourself. I like the way you frame that. But also, you said, hey, I'm at this conference. There's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of tracks to choose from conferences at this size, right? How do you go about choosing your session track? That's an important piece. There's so many things that you want to learn. How do you pick? What was your strategy? What's your strategy? If you could help somebody figure out what sessions they should go to, what's your strategy for picking
the sessions? There are some topics that I'm interested in due to work I'm doing. But from experience, most amazing sessions sometimes, at least for me, happened not planned, not really, I wanted to go to that session. I was just talking to a person at the hallway. We talked about some topic and he said, you know, I'm going now to the session about that and that. And where you are going? And I said, I was chewing within that and this one. And he said, I know this presenter, he's great. Maybe you want to join. And you got this surprise talk for yourself. I would say that. You get something unexpected that you are not thinking that you might be considering in another way.
Yep, that's something that I try to do as well. I know that presenter. There may be sessions that, you know what, I'm not really using that topic. I'm not really going deep on Spring Batch these days, but the presenter is amazing. And I like to go to at least one of those sessions where I know I'm going to get a little bit of entertainment value from the presenter. Yeah, I don't have to learn. Again, we're treating ourselves. Treat yourself. So pick a session. And this is my one, tip number one. Pick a session that you know or that's come recommended from a presenter that you know you're going to get a little bit of entertainment value, just a really solid presentation. That's going to be a tip. I'm going to pull that. I'm going to write that one down.
Yeah, especially when you're at home, you watch some recordings of something and you want to go to the conference and meet that person, see that person live. Go and maybe after his talk, come to him and ask some questions. I saw lots of people after the talk, they are getting up and going out of the room. I was okay, I will get the same experience when I watch the recording. If you have questions, I would go straight away down and ask the presenter my questions. I can be shy to ask on the recording time, but maybe I will still can go and talk to him. Especially if I watch something online.
There's an experience of just what you're talking about, that having access to these, the people that are presenting after their presentation, right? They're making your wheels turn and you're coming up with questions. Hey, how does that fit into what I'm doing today? So you get to go and talk to the people that are doing the presenting. And a lot of times there's going to be a whole group around that presenter, and they're all going to have
questions,
right? So this is a thing, right? You talked about early talking and having the friends, and sometimes it's hard, but at conferences like this, especially at Spring IO, I felt like it was a big community hug. That's why it's one of my favorite conferences, because I felt like the attendees, and I felt like that again at DevNexus and Spring One. These are why it's my big three, because the community is amazing and they give you that big hug. I'm going to say that the virtual hug. It feels
Spring IO is really special one. The people are more open than anywhere else, at least as far as I have been. And maybe it's also the place, the beautiful Barcelona, the location.
My kids tell me that there's a vibe. There's a good vibe in Barcelona and at Spring IO. I will agree that you go to Spring IO, you're vibing for sure. But also, there's that community, there's that hug that you feel. You don't get that feeling when you're just watching recordings. I've heard so many times where people are like, oh, I'll just watch the recording and the stuff will be up there months later. I get it. I understand that. And I had that because I didn't have the money or the means to go to these conferences. So definitely that's the second option for me. But this idea of having that community that surrounds you and they're ready to talk and answer your questions, that's exciting that you can't get that from just the recordings.
Yeah.
Oh, and look at this. Hello. I'm so happy that you're in the audience, that Spring.io coordinator, Sergey, is here. He's watching. And thank you for stopping in and saying hi. It's great. So figuring out your session track, that's an important part. You know, yeah, getting a little bit outside of your comfort zone, talking to folks at these conferences specifically, you're going to find a community unlike any other. It's rare that we go to work with as many practitioners and experts, right? But we have this time at a conference to be surrounded by a bunch of people that are smarter than us and they're doing interesting things outside of what we're doing. And that's always great. Give me some other of the big takeaways that you got from your Spring.io experience.
The most important, I would say, the people, like, because you're getting the connections that you, like, at some point in time, like, last year when I returned to the conference, like, I was going together with my colleague, and she said, you are going to meet someone. Like, you're kind of getting the place when you meet your friends, yeah, like your acquaintances from the previous conferences, and you want to recap how the year and what is going on, and so it's kind of the more you go, the more connections you have, you get new connections with each new conference, and you start following people in social media, you start watching some information. Start getting more information, some news about some things happening in the field. You won't be getting if you won't be following some stuff. And right. You're kind of picking up the information, the pieces.
A lot of times the presenters are doing amazing things, but you didn't know. You wouldn't find out about those presenters if you may not have them in your feed already, right?
Yeah.
But also it's not just the presenters, it's the other attendees. Right, I've got a whole bucket. I got a whole list of people that I met at Spring.io, and hey, they're doing interesting things. Even though they're not presenting, they are doing interesting things in the area that I want to pay attention to. Again, another thing that you don't get just by watching the recordings is, again, access to not just the experts that are up on stage, but access to all the other experts that are attending. So how?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, also for me, many people say, okay, I will watch. There's so much information online. I can watch that, and I will learn all this stuff. Yes, you will learn, but it will be like you are one-on-one with your PC, and it's totally different to watch, for example, the Josh Long talk in the audience when everyone is laughing together and feeling the jokes. And so on. It's totally different experience than watching the recording.
Yeah, Thomas brought that up. He said, entertaining presenter, you mean the stand-up comedian who works as a Spring Developer Advocate? One of the things that his jokes, like his presentations are entertaining. He goes fast and we get to see that he's got nothing up his sleeves, right? That's what he does everything from start.spring.io and he takes it to the top, but he's got, you know, a story and he's got jokes that keep you interested. You want to hear what's next, not just about the technology and how beautiful it is, but also you kind of want to hear his next joke, right? Because I've seen Josh present enough times where I kind of know when his jokes are coming. So I can take my camera and I can point at the audience because I know when the audience is going to go, and I still love it, right? I still.
But it's only working, at least for me, when I watch in the audience. Because I once recommended the talk to watch after the conference. So the colleague said, what is it in there? It's just some kind of chaotic thing. As I said, it's a recording and you missed this vibe that was around it.
Yep, missed the vibe. A story that I've shared to this audience many times before is Spring.io has been such a staple and they've done a great job of pushing out their content. I didn't have access. We talk about Josh Long. I had these videos. I had a YouTube playlist that I just put on repeat. I like having that kind of background noise. I thought that I was learning by osmosis, But I was watching these videos, you know, top to bottom. Like I was starting to, I knew the words, not just for Josh, but for Mark and, and Rob. And I knew kind of their talk track because I'd heard it so many times. But it doesn't compare to having the emotional connection with that presentation. Sometimes, you know, you can compare it to being a stand-up comedian. You can compare what they do to like rock stars and like conferences or at concerts. There are some presentations that just stand out among all the others. And a lot of them happen at these three conferences where it was just delivered so well. The topic was so on point for that point in time that they just kind of stand out as, you know, on their own. Like, hey, that was an amazing presentation. You wish you would have been there on that date at that location.
Yeah.
It's an experience. And not everybody gets that level of excitement. You know, there's definitely people at these conferences that are just kind of there for work and they're checking the box and they're enjoying all the other stuff. But there's more, right? This opportunity for personal growth, for networking, for asking questions, just getting different perspectives on what you're working.
Yeah.
This is super valuable, super powerful.
Like for me, after like I attended in 2019, what happened, it was almost at the same time the initiative of knowledge sharing started in CGI Lithuania. And I wasn't really actively participating, but after the conference or around that time, I joined the organizers group. And now I'm leading the Java topic at CGI Lithuania in the knowledge sharing initiative. If I get some information about Spring or Java or some backend related technologies, I'm sharing. And after each conference, I also do the sharing.
Wonderful.
So like, it's also made my visibility in the company and my perspective, how I learn things, the importance of people, of sharing, of teaching.
Absolutely. This, I've said it before, right? One way of learning something deeper is by presenting it, right? A lot of times, you know, my community, my peers, they'll say, hey, if you really want to learn something, you want to go deep on something, do a presentation on it, right? Spend the time, do a presentation, go deep, answer your own questions, and then turn around and present it. Get it to a state where you are able to present it to somebody else. That's a big deal. That's a big deal, right? That concept has been big for me, for my career, what I like doing. And yeah, that's, I think, something that I have as a takeaway from attending these conferences, from the big conferences that I've loved over the years. Do you have a session that stood out from Spring I.O. in 2019? Do you have a session that was like, that was the best? Or that was special?
I can't remember like the exact one, because now this 2019 feels like in the different lifetime, because after this pandemic and all this stuff and what is going on, it's I can't remember anything, but for me, my experience, the thing that I remember the most is the hallway track, the talking to the people and the connections. And some of them are still, I'm still keeping those connections and checking on those people till the day.
Absolutely. Yeah, the hallway track. I have a couple. I'm going to share some stories too. We're just having a conversation. Yeah. It was a Cloud Foundry summit. And a coworker by the name of Tony Hansman was just sitting on the floor in the big lobby of the conference. And there was a few people that were kind of campfire style, like circled around him. And Dodd, another coworker, peer of mine, he said, hey, yeah, come over and sit in the circle. And when I look back, the value that I got out of that session, which was probably only 40 minutes, but it was here, we were talking about relevant topics, and it was experts, right? I was definitely the not, you know, expert of the group. I learned so much sitting on the floor in the lobby of that particular conference that I'll never forget it. I'll never forget the feeling. I'll never forget that after we all split up and the conference was starting, I took my laptop, I took notes, and I started immediately trying to implement and trying to give myself reminders on this is what I want to do. This is the direction that I want to go. There's another talk example. A good friend of mine, Brian Kelly, he was at a conference. He was presenting, and him and Greg Meyer, they crushed it. It was a great presentation, but it was kind of that, like, you kind of had to be there because the jokes hit, the talk track hit. It was just fun. They had their little inside jokes, but afterwards there was a crowd that was waiting to, like, hey, we want to understand more about what you're doing, how you guys are doing things day to day. So that whole crowd, you know, that was made up of a subset of that audience, skipped to the next session, and we all kind of went down to a lobby and ordered some appetizers, and we hung out and had a conversation for another 2 hours that was all kickstarted by that topic, and because there was so much interest in what they were talking about and how they were delivering it day to day to production, it was worth it, right? So here's another takeaway. If you've got your session list and, hey, this is the track, you want to see all of these talks, but you have an opportunity to have a deeper conversation with one of the experts, I'm going to say, go ahead and take it, right? Lean into that hallway track.
Skipping the talk is like, it's okay. It's you. If it's not such an important thing, you can watch a recording. Maybe if you really want to, unless you really wanted to talk to that presenter. But I sometimes do remember skipping the talk because I had a really interesting conversation going on. Okay, the talk can wait, and I can be late to the talk and sneak into the audience. Yep. But the conversation is more valuable.
Last year at Spring IL, one of the big moments for me was there was a talk around vector search and Redis. I was like, oh, I need to go do that now. And I specifically remember, like, I had my laptop the whole conference. Not that I needed to, but I had it because I wanted to get this demo, and I wanted to be able to get it to a point where I learned enough. And if I had questions, I had the people that were presenting on it right there, right? So that's, again, from Spring IL last year, my first time, first and only time attending. It was that. It was so exciting. There was so much new stuff happening that I had access to the people, and I was coding. I had my laptop. I broke my laptop out just about every chance that I got. I was sitting in the back of sessions, and I was watching, but I was still working on demos. So trying to pay attention, observe passively, but then also trying to, like, check that next box, get to a milestone when I was surrounded with the people that could actually help me and I had access to.
Yeah. Like some people I know that they are, after the talk, they come back to the hotel, like, late, and they are, like, trying things. And then because they know this presenter or that person will be in the conference the next day also, and they agree, or he's searching for that person to ask the question and, like, to show what he has done or if he has done. Yeah, it also works. I'm not like the person who does the programming during the conferences, but I know people, some people doing that.
Right, there's two kinds of after events. There's the one where you go and you share and you celebrate food and drink and have fun with everybody. But there's also another type of after event is, hey, you've found your birds of a feather and you have something interesting that they haven't thought about, and they've got something interesting that you haven't thought about, and you meet together and you got the laptops out and you're showing each other stuff and you're elbow to elbow with other people that are focused and passionate about the same things that you are.
Yeah.
So there's,
you can also, like, invent something or, like, find the person who can do the new project or new product or something and start new thing after the conference.
I never really get excited or have the expectation that somebody's going to take what I do and have one of those sessions. But again, Spring IL was one of those special ones where the next day somebody came up and said, hey, I tried that thing that you presented and here's what I ran into. Do you have any ideas? And I was like, oh, just that feeling, right? And I imagine that there are other presenters that get that feeling too. So here's my next takeaway. When you learn something, when you are excited or you're energized, you're motivated by one of the presentations at Spring IL or your other conferences, right? Love it. Give your feedback. A lot of times there is that speaker feedback. Let them know how you feel, right? The good stuff, not just the bad stuff. Let them know about the good stuff. hey, you got excited or you found a new way. Let them know. That's my third.
Yeah, topic. Leaving feedback is like really important topic because I saw like some for one presenter, I gave the feedback to the presenter, and then the same talk was in another conference, and I thought, okay, I will watch the recording maybe just out of curiosity, and I saw that my feedback was incorporated.
That's it was
like really cool.
That was like an open source talk, right? Where you contributed and then, hey, it made it to production. That's always fun. What are some other takeaways? Do you have any other takeaways? You talked about how it changed not just like your journey, but also at work. How did Spring.io specifically affect you and your work? And what's the difference? What would your career be like if you hadn't been attending Spring.io?
I think I will be like working on the project and like very close and so like the talk like this today won't be possible. I'm really sure I will be like really close and shy person, and like it will be like really impossible for me to do like this live session and talking, because I started doing much more talking and my visibility totally changed. I was known in the department, and now like if somebody has a problem with Java or Spring, I get that question. From this CGI Lithuania especially. I don't know regarding other offices because companies are really huge, the really big Canadian consultancy company, but in CGI Lithuania, I'm known for this knowledge sharing, and so if you change, if you like, you're kind of stepping out a little bit of your comfort zone, but this is that push I got after this person saying, hi, let's talk to people. And this Absolutely. Vibe and this energy.
Yes.
And this the organization is also really, at least you also give the feedback after the conference, not only for the presenters, but also to the organizer. And Sergi always, like, I do see that the feedback I'm giving, it's there. He's listening.
Absolutely. And Spring.io is a little bit unique in that Sergi kind of runs the whole thing, right? He kind of does things on his own, top to bottom, you know, end to end. So it's amazing all by itself just because of that.
Yeah.
But one of the things that we've said here, I said it. I was a Spring developer advocate a long time before I worked for the Spring team or next to the Spring team. And my feeling is the same for you right now. You are being a Spring developer advocate by presenting your thoughts to conferences, by making yourself open to others, just by reaching out and creating relationships, whether it's at the conference setting or whether it's at your work, right, in your department, making yourself known like, hey, I'm here to help. But my next takeaway is when you go to the conferences, I feel like if I'm attending a conference and I'm hearing some amazing talks by somebody like Thomas, if I hear something new and something special, I feel like I'm obligated to take that knowledge back and take it home and teach my team, my department, my org, some of the things that I've learned. This is an assumption that I've made. It's something I just feel obligated. And what are your thoughts on that? Are you comfortable taking the things that you've learned at a conference and then sharing it with your local JUG or your department?
Like what I do normally, like for me, conference doesn't end when the conference ends, like the event itself.
I love that statement.
I come back to at home. What I'm normally doing is like writing some kind of summary, first of all for myself, and then I'm sharing that in the company or team channels, and sometimes because depending on the like my workload, like last year, me and my colleague did the presentation about our takeaways from the Spring.io conference, and I know that some people maybe like use, for example, OpenRewriter because we mentioned this nice tool. This also helps you to remember things better.
Absolutely. I am a huge fan of the network, the people that are there. I'm a huge fan of reading the blogs, and this is another memory from last year. There was one person that they had a Twitter feed that they were kind of like live feeding, like, hey, here's what's happening now in case you missed it. Here's what just happened. But then because I started following them, you know, I was following hashtag Spring.io. I started following that. Then they had a blog post. They had a recap that they had made as a blog. And I realized, like, hey, here's all the stuff from the other sessions that I didn't get to see, right? Because you can only see so much. Here's some of the things. And because of somebody else's blog after a conference, I found a new treasure trove of things. Because I definitely believe that there are people that watch all the videos from the conference after the conference. I'm 100% certain that that exists. But having somebody do that blog write-up afterwards really helps me kind of focus on these are the things that I want to see in addition to what I had on my list. Yeah. That's great. I love the conference doesn't end when the event is over. I love that. I'm going to adopt that. Fantastic. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, like I honestly joined Twitter just because of people I met on Spring.io, because like in the beginning, Twitter is not a thing at all. And I only am on Twitter because of Spring.io and people I met there.
Yeah, you know, think what you want about, you know, that the platform. It's got its good and its bad. I think its good is definitely the Spring community. That's where they are. As soon as they find a new home, I will be there as well. But yeah, for now, I'll take the good with the bad. And this takeaways, right? The idea, right? You're here now. Like, hey, thank you so much for being a special guest. I really appreciate it. But it was your abstract, your talk, this concept of going to a conference like Spring.io really can be a milestone, a pivot point for your career, your personal growth, your journey. And that's important, right? I'd like to just make sure that everybody understands that. Maybe that's takeaway number five is don't underestimate the value that can be pulled out of a conference. The leading up to a conference, the conference not ending until, you know, until you're done consuming the content. It doesn't end when the event is over. The relationships, you know, Thomas is here, man. I'm a big fan of Thomas. Look, Thomas got his job because of Spring.io. Like, these things happen, right? He presented last year, I got to hang out with him, and now I consider him one of my good friends because this is what we do. Even though he's on the other side of the world, I consider him one of my good friends, and it's all because of this conference, these conferences. You took the leap and submitted to a conference. Have you spoken at other conferences?
No, it was like it was more like an experiment. I wanted to see how to do this submission.
Fantastic.
And I had this idea, and I thought, okay, what I'm there to lose?
Yep.
I can try, and if I get rejected, then I get rejected. It's totally fine, but I will get the experience.
Absolutely. And yeah, hey, so it didn't work out. The goal of the experiment didn't happen, but
it happened.
This did. And yeah. And maybe you're going to have an even bigger reach because we're recording this and we're getting to have a conversation instead of you just presenting. We get to have a conversation about your experience at Spring.io. And yeah, sometimes your test passed. You don't know why. Hey, here it is. Here we are. Yeah. That helps. What I'm going to encourage you and everybody that's considered or they've had a good experience at a conference, I want you to just think about the feelings, right? Watching somebody present, smiling at the way they present it, or that light bulb moment when you realize, like, oh, I never thought of it that way. I want you to just kind of like dig in on that for a little bit. And I want you to remember how that made you feel. And I want to encourage you to submit, to keep submitting, right? It's just good experience. Take something that you're comfortable with, or if it's something you're trying to learn, and submit to a CFP. The Spring 1 CFP is open. Spring 1, so you got plenty of time to work on your talk track and work on your presentation between now. Spring 1 is happening in August. So we have plenty of time. And if you want help, crafting or creating your CFP, creating that abstract, just raise your hand. Right, we have a community here. We would love to help. That's it. What else? What are some other key things If you want to encourage somebody, like, hey, why? Why should I go to Spring Hill? Give me another reason. Yeah, I get it, but I can watch the recordings. What's another reason why somebody might want to attend a conference like Spring Hill?
Like for Spring Hill, at least, like, you also can combine you're going to the conference with holidays. Because, like, you're already at the great place. You, like, meet some people, and you can, like, spend some time together and then go to, like, nice beaches and all the nice places there are around.
I love it.
You can also combine stuff. And you, like, as if the company is supporting you, you will also save money for the tickets and so on.
Absolutely.
It's nice benefit when you, like, if you're traveling.
Yep. And I think everybody's, you know, faced with the budget constraints and limiting factors, right? Not everybody can afford to go to Barcelona for a conference, but there are some people that can.
Lots of conferences.
Yep. Double dip. Like, make it like, hey, do your holiday. I love that idea. Like, plan your holiday. Look, if you're trying to level up and get that personal growth, plan your vacation around it. I can't think of very many places that are. You know, above and beyond Barcelona with everything it has to offer. And you combine that with a conference, like, absolutely. I mean, Las Vegas is pretty awesome too. I'm a big fan, but I'm just
like, yes, it's quite far for me. Like, it's a much, much more expensive thing to do. But who knows? You never know. Like, at least this year I'm trying to all the new things and I'm not saying no to any,
that's a great idea.
Hey, if you don't try, for example, like one person told me, if you don't ask your boss for support, you will never get it. If you ask, you can get no, but you can get yes.
Yep, that's great. This one of the things that I say, right? I'm at that age where I'm looking for these pithy one-liners to share. One of the things I know is that personal growth happens outside of your comfort zone. Like, if you're comfortable and you're doing the things and, hey, my job is steady, everything is just fine, that's one way of going about it. But the growth that you can get by going to a conference, the personal growth by having new relationships, by having more people to ask questions with. In my career, there's that point where, hey, I was doing things and, you know, maybe I knew a little bit more than some of the other people. But when I left that company and I didn't have a set of peers to, you know, down the hall that I could go and have lunch with and I can ask them these kind of deep questions. When I didn't have that at large, you know, company, it was hard. It was hard to get that feedback. So I leaned into the meetups and the user groups and the conferences as a way to kind of fill that gap, right? When you're surrounded by hundreds or thousands of engineers, it's easy to go and kind of find a peer and get questions answered. But when you're in an organization. Okay.
Like, it depends like how busy people are.
Yeah.
Because at the conference, you kind of already have the dedicated time. You're like, you put your work aside a little bit and you have dedicated time for learning, for networking, for talking about things. And at work, okay, maybe you have 5 minutes. If you're lucky, you have an hour to talk with somebody, but you have like the deadlines and everything. And you need to think about that too. But,
fantastic.
But now do the struggle, knowledge sharing, and exchanging of the information. So things are quite well.
Wonderful. This is great. This has been fantastic. I'm going to reach out here and say, like, hey, Simon, thanks for jumping in. We saw Thomas. Icon, thank you so much. We are so lucky to have the folks that are joining us from everywhere. Donald is here from Atlanta. Wonderful. So this has been fun. Stig, thanks for joining us from Norway. And Victor, hello. And Anbu is always here. Hello. So this has just been fun. Today is kind of special. We do have some conferences. Again, DevNexus starts tomorrow. The workshop sessions start tomorrow. And Spring.io is right around the corner. Like, it's not too late to register. If you've got the chance, you've got the opportunity, definitely take it. Use it. There's more than enough.
It's really good value, it's value for money. There are some much more expensive things to do, but you get lots of fun and lots of and networking and knowledge and place and everything in one package. And it would really...
Lots of reasons to go.
If you are a Spring developer and want to know what the latest and greatest things, and you are in Europe especially, it's a place to be.
So if you're in Atlanta, you have the opportunity to go to DevNexus starting tomorrow. The workshops, like, absolutely. We looked. It looks like you can still register. It's not too late. Spring I/O is right around the corner. So you have some time to plan, so to check away some dollars if you need to make the travel, the trip. But ask. And then also the call for papers for Spring 1, that's open. You can do it. And if you would like help, yeah, reach out. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to help. So we're going to cut today short because where I'm at, I'm in Missouri. The eclipse is happening. The sun, the moon is blocking out the sun. So I'm going to cut it a little short today. But I'm going to remind you, you got some opportunities here. Take them. Take those opportunities. Be ready for the personal growth. Like, get uncomfortable. Submit a CFP. Ask for support from your manager to go to Spring.io. Do these things. Do you have any last tips, last thoughts before we cut the show?
I don't know. Just enjoy your time and enjoy the things that are happening in the industry. Lots of nice stuff, the Java 21 and 22 and all this virtual first stuff. Everything is evolving. Lots of, like, the Spring is evolving. Like, comparing the Spring 10 years ago and now, it's a totally different thing. So keep up. And the conference is great, also a great place to get the short overview of what is greatest and latest and watch the show.
Absolutely. It's never been a better time to be a Java developer or a Spring developer, for that matter. So there's tons of new stuff happening. Take the opportunity. I always like to wrap up with questions, but I didn't see any questions in the chat. You know, I like to say, hey, if you're, you know, coming over to my house for dinner and you leave hungry, that's your fault. But again, this Spring Observer, if you've got questions, get them asked. But if not, that's okay too. We're going to be at DevNexus this week. We're going to be back next Monday. Hopefully I'll see you at Spring.io or DevNexus or Spring 1. Look for me. I'll be there. Yeah. And I'm excited. What a wonderful day. You want to send us off? You want to end the show? Final words. It's all you.
I know. Let's meet at Spring.io. I'm going this year. So hopefully you'll meet in person. I think we have met last year, but I'm not really sure. But meeting again was really great. And wonderful. Thank you for having me. And
thank you for joining, right? It was a little hectic with the time zones and everything. Thank you so much for joining. This was wonderful. Again, yes, thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing. And yeah, I hope to see you at Spring.io. Thanks.